My small acreage northwest of Spokane is a classic eastern Washington landscape, open dry grass meadows with small stands of ponderosa pines. The fire danger has always been here but has become more worrisome in recent years. The Wildfire Neighbors Program sent former Fire District 5 Commissioner Bonnie Cobb. Cobb walked around my property and made specific suggestions about how to make sure if a fire comes to my area, it doesn't spread to my home. First, she examined the immediate zone closest to my house.
I would try to weed whack, clean up all the pine cones and pine needles, and if possible, put down some ground cover with some rock over the top of it. Just, you know, if you could come out even 5 feet from your home, it'd be a huge help.
Then we walked around to the back deck.
Like under your deck in the back there, if you could put some 1/8 square or smaller wire under behind your lattice, just to keep the embers from flying in there.
Hey, what about metal roofs? Are they okay?
They're wonderful. They're great.
Unless they're covered with pine needles?
Correct. You want all the debris to come off each spring, and if you have a big windstorm, if possible, pull that debris off of there.
The majority of homes lost to wildfires are caused by embers that rain down from a fire nearby. So the basic idea is to create a defensible space around your home. The DNR program asks that homeowners start with that immediate zone up to 5 feet out, then gradually try to reduce the fuels outward to the intermediate zone 30 feet away, and finally the extended zone up to 200 feet out. They realize this may be a big undertaking. It can take some time and money to complete. But the idea is to get started as soon as you can. For me, this will eventually involve dealing with some towering pines fairly close to the house and also thinning my small wooded area.
What do you consider too close, trees too close together? How close can they be?
You know, they need to be at least twice what the branch length is between each tree. They advise you to go around 10 feet between trees, but if you have huge trees, then it could be a little bit more. If you have smaller trees, it could be a little bit less.
The DNR is also offering to send a forestry expert to your property to discuss more specific steps that can be taken in heavily treed areas. So now I have my work cut out for me. It may take months, or in the case of eventually cutting down some larger trees, even longer. But now I have a better plan as to how to proceed. In Spokane County, you have until June the 11th to sign up for the program. You can find out more at wildfireready.com. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.